So, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is a review for Hostiles. It's written and directed by Scott Cooper. So, it stars Christian Bale, Rosamund Pike, and Wes Studi. And the synopsis is, in 1892, a legendary army captain reluctantly agrees to escort a Cheyenne chief and his family through dangerous territory. The movie opens up with Rosamund Pike teaching her daughters how to read. And what happens is that her husband's outside, attacked by a roaming group of Comanches, chases her down, and her children, shoots the children, kills our very young child as well. They leave her hiding for her life. And then we just meet Christian Bale's character, who is an army captain, and he's capturing a group of Native Americans and taking them back to a fort. When he gets back, his commanding officer has a task for him.
He's given orders by Stephen Lane's character, his colonel, commanding officer, to take a dying chief, Yellowhawk, and his family to his homeland, which is Montana.
So
Christian Bale is been through war. He's been through hell.
He hates Native Americans, and he doesn't have a very good like for them just because he feels that what he's being asked to do is contrary to his beliefs. And essentially, he's ordered by his commanding officer to do it. Otherwise, he's going to lose his pension and his rank and everything else. So he reluctantly goes to do it, and that's where we'll stop. So, Keith, how did you feel about Hostiles?
There was something about this movie that just grabbed me. I thought all the performances were great. Christian Bale's character, he starts off one way. You actually understand his point of view. And towards the end, as well as like all the events that happened to him and he and his party, his band, as they travel to Montana to take this old chief and his family to their home, it just transforms them. You see like the general attitudes, and it's like a reflection of the entire thing. So I thought the movie was excellent. I'm not going to rate it as high as I would a top tier movie because of the pacing problems, but I like the movie a lot. I thought this was a lot better than Scott Cooper's previous movie, Black Mass, for thing.
Yeah.
This is light years above that, but I mean, it was Christian Bale, Wes Studi, Rosamund Pike. They all gave amazing performances. So that I liked it. I thought this was an excellent movie.
Well, I would say that I have a lot of issues with this movie, but I am positive on the movie. So some of my issues come from the length of the movie, the script, because there's a lot of characters telling Christian Bale about things that he had done rather than Christian Bale's character saying those things, saying that I've experienced this. It's more his one buddy that I guess he has melancholia or something. He's about to get kicked out.
He's got PTSD. That's what they called it back then, but it's PTSD.
Yeah, but it's a whole bunch of characters telling him what he had done. It's like, well, you killed all these people. I don't understand how you're doing all this stuff. Rather than Christian Bale's voice saying that. The next thing is that I do like the cinematography. I do like the setting. It looks good. Another thing is just that as soon as Ben Foster shows up in this, I know exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It is telegraphed because he plays that character in a lot of movies. The one character that is just angry for no reason. He has an axe to grind with everyone. So as soon as he showed up in the movie, I was like, I know how this is going to go. I just didn't like his character being in the movie. Some of the deaths of the other people that are accompanying Christian Bale, I didn't like that.
And it's coming a little hard. So not to spoil it, but I think he was given his orders and his protest about doing those orders summed up how he felt about him. Basically that he was a soldier. He had to fight these people and the stuff he'd seen them do to people he served with and some of his friends pure hatred in his heart.
Yeah, I mean, he super had pure prejudicial hatred and stereotypical.
It was stereotypical, but at the same time,
I'm saying Christian Bale stereotypes Native Americans, his character
does. Yeah, his character does. He had actual experience with it because as the movie goes on, you realize he'd been involved in most of the major incidents with the Native Americans. Spoke some of their languages. He served with Custer. He was in the thick of it, and he was done. He was just burned out, and I think that's the reason why I liked him, because I can understand burnout. that's basically what I got from him. He was just completely burned out. Fuck that. Fuck the army. I fucking hate these. Whatever. I'm not going to do shit. And he's like, I'm going to take your money. And he was like, God damn it. All right, fine. Because the first thing he did after he got away from them all was like, get off your horse. All right, let's do this. He was ready to kill the man.
Yeah.
But as the movie came on, you saw that. I don't want to spoil it.
If you don't want to spoil it, let's talk about something else. So How did you feel about Rosamund Pike's character?
That woman can catch a break, but
I had some issues with her character.
It worked.
Again, I'm positive about this movie, but I think with her character, particularly the first half an hour with her character, she's just out of her mind because she loses a family. So it's a legitimate issue.
Yep.
But I just felt that it went on way too long. She snaps out of it at the wrong time. There's also another scene with her and Christian Bale sleeping in the same tent, which I started having problems with. I thought she did an okay job with the material that she was given.
The shit she went through was pretty damn bad, pretty horrific. And
yeah, I do not disagree with that.
So what I liked about it was it took a Western and then it took it and you kind of hit most of the points so that you got the Indian attacks. Yeah, it's kind of like
a bottom numbers Western movie.
It shows in such graphic detail, if anything. It seemed like it was like a series of events as they were going to Montana.
Yeah.
And you can't believe that these people can experience so much crap.
This Oregon Trail.
Like what, in a 2-week period or something like that. But you're like, they go through every horror story that frontiersmen went through back in those days. But yeah. I thought that the ending kind of paid it off. At the end of it, there's no other way this can go.
Yeah, I did have a problem with the ending as well. I understand that the time period that this is taking place in, people just are angry at Native American. Last third of the movie where things kind of turn around with Christian Bale. I just felt that that last scene could have been done a little bit better. That's all. I don't want to complain about it, but like you said, it can only go one way. And the way that it went, I just didn't like how it played out.
I agree with you about the set pieces, the kind of the period. I mean, I'm a fan of period
movies. Yeah, it looks great. Looks great.
I like the score, and I thought the music set the tone well. I thought Roy Cotrane's performance, the guy who played his sergeant, his friend, you knew he was broken. The way I kind of rate actors is like, they're playing a part. Do you believe they're playing that part? Like Christian Bale was this burned out captain who was just done with all of the shit, and he just wanted out.
Yeah. Another thing with his performance is that he has gotten to a point where he's just whispering a lot of times in some of his roles. I had a problem with that, but it's like as soon as he started speaking Cheyenne language, he's speaking normally. But as soon as he speaks an American accent, he's going back to whispering. So I had another problem with that. So what score would you give Hostiles?
It was too long. They could have cut some scenes out of that, definitely. I think they could have shaved a good 20 to 30 minutes off.
Yeah.
The pacing was kind of all over the place. I like the performances. It told the story. A decent story, if kind of a hard story to tell, fell into the familiar tropes of what you would have. You know, you've got the wise elder Indian who's like full of honor and he's wise and stuff. And you got the disgruntled captain who kind of finds his peace. It falls into all of that. But when the action hit, this shit was impactful. When you went to the next scene, you knew that something was about to go down. You knew that they weren't going to come out unscathed. Something's going to go down and it's going to be more of an impact. And towards the end of the movie, characters just, it was affecting them. I really like the scene between Christian Bale and that character, Henry.
Yeah, I really wish he was in more of the movie.
He could have lasted a little bit longer, but he was almost the first to go down.
Probably the most interesting character other than Christian Bale and then Rory Cochrane's character.
Yeah, Rory Cochrane is Metz, Master Sergeant Metz.
Yeah.
I like the performances and I enjoyed the film. Ton of pacing problems, but and the ending I thought was a bit too Hollywoody, but it actually was fine. I was actually hoping like some of the stuff would go down, but I still have a little some issues with it. I would give this a solid 7. I'll watch it again.
Okay, so my score is not that far off from yours. I listed a lot of negatives, and I do like this movie. The pacing is a problem. The length is a problem. Some of the telegraphing of what is going to happen is a problem, particularly the end of the movie. Also, just some of the character deaths or people taken out of the story. They took the wrong people out of the story. Rosamund Pike does a good job. Again, she's slightly out of her mind in the first third of the movie.
First half, actually.
Yeah. Also felt that when Christian Bale kind of makes his turn to, he's slightly more positive and not as grim as he was about this whole mission. I didn't feel as if that he really had made that turn. Again, Ben Foster, stop playing these types of characters in these movies. I'm going to give this a 6, and right under my 6, I put pacing. And the pacing is a problem. Again, it's the length of the movie. Wes Studi does a good job. Rosamund Pike does a good job. Christian Bale does a good job. Rory Cochrane and Jonathan Majors do a great job, but the pacing just kind of destroys this movie. And you had brought up Black Mass, and Black Mass also has the same problem, that the pacing is just all over the place in that movie. I should have known that the reason why Jesse Plemons was in this movie was also because he was in Black Mass as well. So that's the Beast Game Podcast.